You drive to it someplace not nearby. It's not personal. It's all transactional. If you go and worship, you don't worship nearby. If you get involved with a nonprofit, it might be national, it might be regional, it might be about some issue that you care deeply about. It's not about supporting your place. It's not about supporting your neighbors. It's not about doing things that have an immediate impact on actual people that live relatively close to you or even yourself, which is the way our life used to be. In America and all over the world, everything was designed around place. And now basically everything is designed to be almost placeless.
And social media, the internet, a greater dependence on technology all play a role in this division. But Kaplan says it also stems from our landscapes. Scattered neighborhoods, massive buildings, and wide roads and highways all reduce walkability and cut off residents from one another. And this is happening everywhere, not just in suburbia.
It's important to understand the problems I discuss are urban and rural. The problems I discuss are red state, blue state. There are problems of everywhere in different forms. There are clearly some locales that are doing very well socially. You could be poor, part of an immigrant community. You could be poor and very tight-knit religious community. Think of the Amish. The Amish do not aim to be materially wealthy. They don't aim to go to a dense city. They aim for strong communities and, for the most part, rural life. And they're very socially wealthy.
So how can you, the listener, start to create some local connections?
Look for organizations that are active in your neighborhood and find ways to join them. Are there volunteer activities? Are there social gatherings? And you can simply join these places to meet people. But I find it easier to join some activity with a goal. I would always encourage you, if you have one person you know in your neighborhood, do it with one other person, because it's much easier to try and look for the right avenues, the right organizations, the right initiatives if you are not alone. And what you're trying may not work the first time or the second time, but if you keep at it, I'm sure you will be successful and you will have much closer connections with people after that.
If you live in an apartment complex or a high-rise building, Kaplan recommends posting a flyer in a communal area or creating an online group that residents can follow. If you can, invite neighbors to come together for a game night or potluck in a public place, or see if anyone's interested in meeting up to go to a workout class or the gym together. Kaplan says there's already a big need for this amongst seniors who live alone.
I live on a street, 910. I have a neighbor at 903. That neighbor is quiet. She's in probably in her mid-50s. She doesn't talk a lot, but what a force she is. I know she has a mother a few blocks from where she lives, and that mother lives alone. And for some reason, maybe because of the mother, she started, and this has been going on for years, that at least once a week, I know she goes around to people, mostly elderly, who live alone, knocks on the door, and I think it's mostly on the weekend. And she goes in and she talks to these people 20, 30 minutes. Nobody asked her to do that. She somehow feels a sense of connectedness to these people. She recognizes those people have a need for company. They may not have family or any other connection on a daily basis in this neighborhood.
Whether it's a neighbor, friend, or an organization, this kind of support can make all the difference. For so many years, people found this support and feeling of community in organized religion. Kaplan says this is still a great option, but these institutions need to do better.
If anyone here belongs to a house of worship, I would urge you to have your church or mosque or synagogue or whatever it might be, ensure that they are more community-oriented. I believe one of the reasons for the decline of faith is that it is not emphasizing building community and building strong bonds in the way that it can, should, and used to. And so I certainly would urge anybody who belongs to a house of worship to make that a higher priority. And that, I think, will sustain your faith and your house of worship over time.
It's also important to recognize that less people are religious these days. About 1 in 3 Americans now identify as non-religious, according to a recent Pew Research study. This has led to lower attendance and has caused some places to close.
Former houses of worship are certainly great places to create community centers, great places to hold activities. I mean, I would be asking, if you live in a neighborhood, do we have a place for us to meet? Do we have a place where some community associations can set up offices? I mean, I think there's many ways that we could use those spaces for organizations, for activities, for bringing people together.
Despite all of the distractions we have today, from TV to sports to social media, everyone needs human interaction and a solid support system. To find out more about our guest, Seth Kaplan, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also check out his book, Fragile Neighborhoods, now available online and in select bookstores. This story was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights when you book through Capital One Travel. Plus 2x miles on all other purchases. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, we all will eventually pass. How will our loved ones deal with the grief when Viewpoints returns?
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on?
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Michael Korda spent much of his life helping others tell their stories. For 40-plus years, he held the role of editor-in-chief at the publishing giant Simon & Schuster. Now, he's telling his own story about losing his wife, Margaret, to cancer after 40 years of marriage. The pair both loved riding horses and met in Central Park after they crossed paths on a trail. The rest was history. Korda says his wife was always strong and healthy and kept active through her 70s. But in April 2016, he says something changed when she began dropping her reins while riding. Margaret, however, didn't give it a second thought and passed it off as clumsiness.
But what in fact was happening is that Margaret could no longer feel that her hand was on the whip. She was losing all sensation in the fingers of her right hand.
As everyday tasks grew harder, the couple started to realize that something was, in fact, wrong.
When it got more severe and it became apparent that was something wrong, Margaret leapt to the conclusion that perhaps she'd had a small stroke, although she showed no signs of having done so. And that's what launched us on the path of getting an MRI, which revealed that she had a large malignant melanoma brain tumor.
The discovery of the brain tumor was a ticking time bomb, and it had already started chipping away at Margaret's mobility and coordination. But despite the grim odds, she fought, undergoing brain surgery and radiation in the 6 months following her diagnosis. Yet her condition grew worse, and the couple soon had to face the grim reality.
The question is no longer what's going to make her better. The question is, how do you make her comfortable, and how do you deal with getting her to accept the fact that she's dying?
Accepting and grieving the death of a spouse or anyone you love is a complicated process, and it's one that's not often talked about.
Because we don't talk about grief very openly or honestly in this culture, we don't know what's normal inside of grief. And so we do tend to rely on what are the stages. So things that are normal inside grief, grieving a long-term partner or any other intense loss, things like cognitive changes will happen, a sort of a sense of unreality, right? Whether the loss was sudden or the loss was almost expected because of a long-term illness or injury, there's a sense of unreality that comes back with that, especially when you've been living with somebody for decades, right? They're stitched into the fabric of your life, and suddenly they're not there anymore. And it can really throw your understanding of the world and your worldview into a tailspin.
That's Megan Devine, a psychotherapist and an expert in grief support.
That instinct to call somebody or text them on your way home, or you're at the grocery store, whatever that looks like right now, and you see their favorite food and you go to call them or text them, and then you realize that you can't do that anymore. So those tiny little bits of everyday life, those little intimate moments of everyday life, I think those can be really surprising and shocking for people when they bump up against them.
And for Michael Korda, it can be especially hard to comprehend that someone you've made a lifetime of memories with is gone so quickly.
For people who lose their partners in those later years, it's like, not only does the person die, but whole worlds die, right? Very often this is the person who has been witness to such a deep, vast history with you. And it's not that people who lose a partner in the early stages of life don't lose that, but it's like more of history is lost.
Megan Devine is no stranger to loss either. In 2009, Matt, her partner of 5 years, accidentally drowned when he was suddenly swept away by a strong river current. The sudden loss thrust Devine into a long period of grief and eventually made her question the ways we'd treat those who have lost someone.
I think the tricky thing is that we look at deep loss as a transformational gauntlet, and that's not fair. Some things just hurt. Some things just suck, and there's no silver lining in them. And therapists, honestly, were some of the worst people to talk to in those early days and weeks after Matt died, because they pushed that transformation narrative. What do you get to know now that you didn't know before he died? Like, what is that? At his funeral, people were coming up to me and saying, you're going to be such an amazing therapist having gone through this, as though I wasn't a good therapist before. So that narrative that bad things happen to make you better is deeply stitched in the culture. It's certainly deeply stitched in our professional language and our professional orientation to loss.
Devine says that while some people can give hurtful or unhelpful commentary, most people do have good intentions, even though sometimes it comes out the wrong way.
They're in a better place now. We hear that one a lot. If the person was in great pain before they died, they're in a better place now. That is not relevant. That may or may not be true, especially, you know, considering the grieving person's or the surviving family's belief systems, but it's not relevant, right? I think the other thing to remember here is that we want to let the grieving person lead. If they're saying, I'm so glad that they are free of their pain, then we can say, yes, I'm also glad they're free of their pain.
If someone you love is nearing the end of life, Devine says, have a conversation with those closest to you about how it's okay to grieve. Talk to friends and family about the best ways they can show support. Also, talk to them about what you don't want. Sometimes it's as simple as communicating that a hug or just being there in person some days are better than any words of encouragement or positivity.
The thing to remember is that there is no one right thing to say. There's nothing you can say to take the person's pain away from them. I am a huge fan of relational disaster planning, which is stuff like having conversations about how we take care of each other before there's an emergency, right? When you lose somebody, your capacity and your ability to advocate for your own emotional needs kind of goes out the window, right? We would love to say that, you know, when you're grieving, you should tell other people what you need. Well, that's a lovely pie in the sky dream. We don't always have that capacity in times of great distress to talk about our needs. So having those conversations ahead of time, talking to friends and family and saying, so listen, I don't really do well with unsolicited advice. And can we talk about how we talk to each other when we're having a hard time? So I anticipate that when my partner dies, I'm going to need to talk about it. And I don't want to be told to cheer up. I don't want to be told to remember the good times. Can we talk about some better ways that we can be there for each other?
To find out more about our guests, Michael Korda and Megan Devine, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This story was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. A great number of young people in America are becoming obese. According to recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, currently 1 in 5 children and teens fall into the obese category. This means that their body mass index, or BMI, is at or above the 95th percentile of the recommended CDC growth chart. Experts are worried because the early onset of obesity is not just a short-term problem. This population is more likely to struggle with weight across their lives and are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, depression, and other disorders in adulthood. In light of this growing epidemic, the American Academy of Pediatrics has come out with an updated set of guidelines. One new focus is to have pediatricians push a more urgent lifestyle approach for any obese child that's 2 or older. This includes a tailored diet and exercise plan that consists of weekly, hour-long checkups to track progress. One nationwide issue that experts are seeing is that the majority of children are consuming too much added sugar and not enough produce. The CDC recommends that children under 2 should not be given any added sugar. For kids ages 1 to 5, they should be eating between 1/2 cup to 2 cups of vegetables and fruits every day. The AAP is also advising that obese adolescents over the age of 12 take on more intense lifestyle interventions and in some cases start on weight loss medication. For cases of severe adolescent obesity, pediatricians can also consider metabolic or bariatric surgery like gastric bypass or band. While these guidelines may be controversial, experts argue that this push is necessary as obesity rates in young Americans have steadily climbed over the last 40 years. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. One thing I love about October every year is that it's a time where so many of us revisit old horror favorites or check out new spooky movies and TV that we've never seen before at the recommendation of friends. Unlike the rest of the year, where everyone's focused on their own genres, I've always appreciated how unanimous October is in the push toward horror. This year, Netflix is streaming both of Jordan Peele's first two films, Get Out and Us, giving audiences a chance to revisit or experience for the first time one of the best voices currently working in the genre. Meanwhile, Amazon Prime Video also has plenty to recommend this spooky season. For starters, they have Peele's third film, Nope, which I think is his best movie. And also on Prime is one of my favorite underrated psychological thrillers called Coherence. It follows the story of a dinner party held the night of a comet passing by, which prompts all sorts of strange occurrences and for the party to spiral out of control. If you're looking for a spooky movie that's free of gore and jump scares, then Coherence might be right up your alley. And if you're strictly looking for an actually out-and-out horror movie, Prime Video is also currently streaming Rec, a 2008 Spanish-language found footage film that's spelled R-E-C, that's about a TV reporter who gets stuck in an apartment building with some horrific happenings taking place. It's tense, scary, and mean, and at just an hour and 18 minutes, it packs about as much of a punch as any horror movie can. There's all kinds of Halloween watch offerings all over the major streamers, and if you're anything like me, you're soaking them up. Tis the season. I'm Evan Rook.
Hey, nacho fries are back at Taco Bell, and there's even more fries to love. But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. And participate in U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation which vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Yeah.
She'll help you through. She'll fix you. And me too. I hope you learn just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run me, daddy. You'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98Q Country.
taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I were somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Someone he favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sniffles. Kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your adventure destination. Discover a wide selection of adventure clothing, now including Dickies work and casual wear, and outfit your little adventurers with kids' winter essentials by Arctics. Enjoy 25% off remaining hunting gear. Our store also features a wide range of hockey and figure skates, as well as cross-country ski equipment and snowshoe rentals, all conveniently located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Get ready for your next adventure with us at Silly Goose Silent Sports.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Looking for a good time. Raising glasses, have to a laugh. Show me sell out on
Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised, ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia. Georgia. Hell yeah.
Check this out.
For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay. Remember what I told you when I die. Bury me in Georgia.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 51. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 37. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 64 Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 52 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 51 today. Lows level off around 37 tonight. We should top off around 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
Songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she.
she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
money to take. Hey, if you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break.
Favorites and yesterday's classics.